Welcome to About Music with Brian. That jolly piece you've just listened to was Astor Piazzolla's The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, and we listened to number 3 called Spring, and that was our opening number in this program of more romantic cello music. We're going to continue with the second concerto for piano by Brahms, in which the cello plays a very prominent role in the third movement. Listen to its warm and sonorous tone as it contrasts to and supports the piano.
Thank you.
We come now to two shorter pieces for cello and piano. Both are quite well known, and both of which are also arranged for other instruments and instrumental combinations. In the first, which is Jules Massenet's Meditation from Thais, you will once again hear how the cello sings with its warm tone. In the second, which is by Gabriel Fauré, the Elegy, the cello is very suited to this dramatic and mournfully reflective composition. Elegy is a song of mourning as one contemplates the nature of mortality.
Thank you.
We end our program today with a composition by César Franck, his sonata in A, which has also been arranged for various instruments. It is in four movements, and the last of the four is particularly interesting. It is an elegant and masterful example of cyclic form, where earlier thematic material from the previous movements is woven into the finale. But what makes this movement particularly interesting is its extensive use of imitation and canon, which is a compositional technique rooted in Baroque traditions. In this tradition, one instrument states a theme and another follows in imitation. This movement, the piano introduces the theme and the cello quickly follows with the same theme, offset by a short time interval, thus creating a layered and imitative texture. And with this piece, I will leave you until we meet again. On Thursday at 6 p.m., remember to listen to Sundowner Classics. Goodbye.
Thank you.